Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. In this episode, we're going to talk about and reflect on us being in COVID. This weekend is actually the last weekend of freedom. I think I can actually remember what I was doing this weekend. I went to a sorority meeting, but it still was kind of weird at the time. We wasn't in masks yet, and we knew it was a pandemic. We knew things were happening in other places, but it hadn't hit the whole world yet, in my opinion. So we did our serving a little different. We normally have a wonderful meal, and it's all on the table, and everyone goes up and get their portion. But this time, because of the onset of the pandemic, we did it a little different. So I knew that was weird, and we didn't have a lot of people. Also, it was my best friend's 40th birthday weekend, and she had to change her party because of COVID. But again, we were not quite in mask yet, and we didn't have a lot of information. So, gosh, I wonder how I would have lived differently if I'd known that that was going to be the last weekend of not having to worry about wearing a mask and not having to worry about hand sanitizer and Lysol and wipes running out at the store and toilet paper. And I wonder if I would have did more, if I would have hung out more that weekend. I mean, I did hang out, but I still was cautious. I still was concerned, but it hadn't hit yet. It hadn't got serious yet. And we were still living life without masks. And as I like to say, a Corona bag in the car, that's where you got your mask, your wipes, your gloves, and your spray, and you ride around with it in your car. Corona bag. You can use it, but just know that is mine. So what have we learned about ourselves regarding this global pandemic? Well, I've learned that I'm definitely a lot more introverted than I thought. You know, I like to think that I'm a social person. I like people and things like that. But since the global pandemic has happened and we're here a year later, but and let me pause and stop and say, I thank God that we are here a year later. I'm grateful and I'm thankful and I don't take it for granted. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful for all of you who are listening that you are here as well. And I'm very thankful and I'm very grateful for that. So, back to what we learned. I'm introverted and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm real good with that. I think because pre-corona, I did a lot. You know, I was involved in a lot of organizations, and I was at a lot of meetings. I was at a lot of events. I was on the move all the time. I was busy all the time. So I'm not missing all of that hustle and bustle. I'm thankful for the slowdown. I'm thankful for technology. Could you imagine if this had happened back in like the 90s when we didn't have a ship and we didn't have the internet and we didn't have all these things and technologies that we have now? Oh my goodness. I don't know what I would be like, and I don't know what it, oh, you know. I know regarding grief, though, and regarding loss, is that I have to really be mindful of how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. We've experienced a lot of death in 2020, whether personal, whether someone you knew, whether it was something you saw on the internet. It was like every day, all day, for months, death nonstop reporting. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm praying for you and your family. And after you hear and see so much for so long, we have to be concerned about being desensitized, feeling numb, feeling hopeless. So if you've been feeling any of those things, what are you doing to come up out of that? What are you doing to show your emotion? What are you doing to feel like some part of yourself? I don't want to brush past the fact that because of the global pandemic, our mental health state is in question all the time. If you are listening to this and you're like, oh, my mental health is fine, I'm great, I need you to really reevaluate yourself and dig a little bit deeper, because we've just experienced a lot and we are still experiencing a lot. Now, there's a term called survivor's guilt. And that definition loosely is when something happens tragic, bad, and someone dies and someone lives, and they feel guilty because they live and the other person died. I'm not hearing a lot about survivor's guilt right now, and I think because we're still taking things day by day, that might be something we have to put a pin in and come back to later once we are able to heal and calm down from the global pandemic. But if that's something that you are experiencing at this time, please know that there was nothing that you could have done. And one place to start is in honor and remembrance of those who've gone on. And knowing that they will want you to be happy, they will want you to be whole, and they will want you to live. I know it's a process, and I know it takes time. Don't beat yourself up, though. Live your life in remembrance. Live your life in a way that honors that person. How does your body feel? Or are you paying attention? Do you have pains in your neck? Do you have pains in your back? does your stomach hurt? Does your head hurt? Are you having a lot more headaches? Have you lost your appetite? Have you gained an appetite? These are all the things that our body does to let us know that we're stressed, that there is something that's bothering us. Now, I do experience the back and the neck pains. I think it's because of the length of time that things have been the way that they are, and how I deal with it. That's also another thing we have to think about, is how do we deal with grief and loss, and how do we deal with stress? Because at this time, those things are like cousins, you know, grief and loss and stress. They're like cousins, you know, they live next door to each other. They hang out with each other a little bit. So, are you paying attention to your body? Now, I'm not saying you gotta go to the doctor or anything like that. I don't want you to be alarmed, but I do want you to be aware of how you're feeling and where it's coming from. And really process that and try to address it. You know, exercise is very good for a lot of different things, a lot of remedies for a lot of different things too. And it keeps the stress down. Keeps the stress down. And my favorite things during the pandemic that I figured out were healing and calming for me was doing some bird watching, doing some squirrel watching. I got me some plants, and I still have the plants. I'm very excited that I still have them. And those things really kept me grounded in the midst of all of the things we were losing and all of the things that were changing rapidly. So if there's something in your life that you take pleasure in, enjoy in, do more of that, because that helps with stress and grief and loss also. What do you want to do better in 2020? So we made it by the grace of the Lord, and now it's still here. What are we going to do better? So one thing I said I wanted to do better is actually reading a book. So I have a confession. I don't think I read a book at all in 2020. Other than the Bible, but I don't think I read a book at all. So I'm doing good. I'm on my second book for the year. It's slow motion, but it's still good. So what do we want to do better? If you want to walk, because the weather is breaking, well, it's breaking where I'm at. If you want to walk, if you want to read, we have to do something better in 2021. So what I want to do now is just a moment of silence for the lives and loved ones that lost their life due to COVID-19. I'm praying for you and your family and your loved ones, your friends, colleagues, all those that you know who they're still healing, and we are all still healing. So I want to have just a moment of silence. Thank you. I appreciate you all for being here and listening. Thank you so much. Until next time. Thank you.